A lot of homeless people have been out of a house so long, they don't want to live in a house anymore. They'd rather camp. It's cheaper.
Charles Ma'ilo has been homeless in Waikiki on and off since his discharge from the Air Force in 1976. Ma'ilo says he would not accept the city's offer for a rent-free apartment worth about $30,000 annually. Ma'ilo says he's doing just fine living off his Social Security disability benefits.
I get like $473 a month, and I get maybe $260 food stamp. Now, if I was to get an apartment, they would give me more money so that I could pay the rent. But then it'd be a lot of added responsibility and burden that for me is unnecessary. I have $200 million real estate. Why live in an apartment?
Carol Emerald has lived in Palolo Valley for 42 years. She's visiting Waikiki for the day and says the chronically homeless want freedom and open spaces, so the city's plan will probably come up short.
I don't think it'll work because they don't want to stay in apartments, and others would come and take their places on the streets, so I don't think that'll work.
Fried rice?
Yes.
Meanwhile, it's lunchtime at the Institute for Human Services Shelter for Women and Families in Ivile. IHS Executive Director Connie Mitchell says the city's focus on the 500 chronically homeless in Waikiki, Chinatown, and Waianae is the right approach. Mitchell says the most vulnerable, those with disabilities, mental illness, and are medically frail, should be given a chance to live, and that begins with housing first.
Over time, the people who spend a lot of time on the street usually get assaulted, usually end up having medical problems because it is a very difficult life to access food and health care that you need. We found that they usually end up giving up 10 to 20 years of their life. They die earlier. That's just a matter of fact.
Mitchell says housing is health care, and the road to healing begins when people feel safe and secure, can take their medication without fear of being groggy and then beaten up, and are able to get long periods of restful sleep. The city's Office of Housing Director, June Yang, says the 2-year pilot program will involve everyone, the service providers, nonprofits, businesses, and the communities. Yang says once the city council redirects some federal and city funding, the city will be ready to take the first action step.
I think something that we've learned from our two previous tries is that we have to do it right, and we have to be able to build a successful foundation. If we are to say, do it in 3 months, do it in 6 months, there's no guarantee that it will be successful, and we're just going to be back at square one and not move anybody off the street.
But homeless veteran Ma'ilo in Waikiki remains skeptical about the long-term solution.
You might take 100 off that year, but it might be 100 more on the street during that year, so it might help, it might not.
The city hopes to implement the demonstration project in the January 2014 timeframe. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.